words that you say to yourself, the words that you say to someone else, actually impact the structure of a person's brain. The language we use plays a huge role in our well-being physically, emotionally, according to science. We're going to jump into the power of words here today and how to be intentional with the use of words with your kids, with your spouse, and really to yourself. What do you tell yourself? I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We are live in our studio today, and I'm going to open the phone lines in about 10 seconds to have you call. And here's what I'd love. I'd love to have you tell me in your lifetime one person that made a difference in your life by something they said to you that has positively impacted your life ever since. You think about it, you recall it, even the start of this show, you're thinking of that person and that maybe the one thing they said or continually put into your life that has made a positive difference. Let's give a shout out and talk about the power of words and how it changes our lives. 888-888-1717. The line is now open. Join the conversation. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen here in our studios today. You know, there's power in the language that we use. And the kind of language that we use, speaking to ourselves, either in a negative way or a positive way, impact us biochemically. It impacts us emotionally and relationally. In fact, the research shows that the more we choose to engage in a certain type of language, the easier it becomes for the brain to automatically adopt that language in any given situation. Isn't that true when it comes to just maybe you speak English and that's your main language? You may speak Spanish or French or whatever, and you find your brain being able to switch into that language. Well, think about the language of negativity or speaking positively or speaking those words which will encourage you. You know, the Bible says that we're to take captive every thought. The Bible says there's power in thinking on those things which are positive, those things which are helpful, encouraging, and it made a difference in our life. In fact, Dr. Rich Hansen made the statement that we can use this to our advantage, to understand that our brains are wired in such a way that the words that we hear and the things that we tell ourselves or what others continue to tell us can either wire us for hard wiring for happiness or, frankly, negativity. You lie to yourself. This is a fact. You lie to yourself long enough, you come to believe it. Because that's your language. Someone has lied to you about not being worthy, not being capable, not being enough, whatever it is, and you grew up believing that. And so today we want to flip the card on this, and I want to hear who was it that spoke into your life and what difference did it make? This is so powerful. We've got calls, some ready to go, others coming in. I want you to hear just a really super, just kind of a gentle story. Jim called some time ago, and I had a chance to talk to him from Arizona, and he talks about how, well, I want you to just hear the story, because it's an example of the power of words in changing someone's life. Take a listen.
Hi, Brother Randy. I wanted to tell you a story about my aunt, who is almost over 90 years old now.
Uh-huh.
I was about 5 or 6, maybe 7 at the most, and we lived in the same neighborhood, in the same block. She had 9 children, and I had a brother and a sister, and we always used to play all day long with each other in the neighborhood. And then I heard that she had to move away. My Uncle Ken had found a job in Montana, and after they'd left, my mom got a letter from her, and my mom called me in and read this little statement. She said, "The one thing I miss the most is watching that little ray of sunshine coming over to our house every day." Mm. And she talked about that about me, and it impacted me for the rest of my life. Whenever I went through a hardship, I'd always remember that she was a person of faith, and I really believe the Lord gave her those words, because I always remember that I'm a golden drop of sunshine in the eyes of Jesus, no matter how many times I fail.
What do you think? Isn't that something? Thank you, Jim. Isn't it amazing, in a lifetime of millions of words and millions of interactions, that we remember that one powerful word? Maybe someone speaks into your life. We have been called to encourage one another. And encouragement through the words that we speak make a huge difference. And I can't say with enough passion, because I love you guys, you can change your marriage, you can change your relationship with your kids, you can change your relationship in the workplace, you can change your relationship with God if you start to tell yourself the truth and speak words of truth. Mark Twain always had a good spin on things. He said the difference between the almost right word and the right word is really a large matter. It's kind of like the difference between the lightning bug and the lightning. Right? One brings light, the other one kills you. And words change brains. Words change relationships. And so we want to hear words that have made a difference in your life. Who so, and what words, and how they make a difference in your life. Because we got to hope today that some of you will leave this half-hour show saying, hey, here's my 30-day challenge for the next 30 days. I'm going to speak encouragement into someone's life, including myself. All right, let's get to the calls. Going to Sue in Texas. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Appreciate your call. Who's spoken into your life, and what did they say made a difference?
Well, her name was Helen Toole. She was a pastor's wife when I was a young mother about 45 years ago. And what she said as part of a Bible study was a scripture that the life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And I thought that went so well with what you are saying. I have tried to practice that in my daily life all those years. And I remained Facebook friends with her until her death last fall, and made it a point to remind her several times through the years with words telling her how important that had been to me.
Interesting. So in your case, it was the pastor's wife that really used scripture, spoke scripture into your life, spoke truth into your life that God used to change your attitude and how you spoke to other people. Powerful. Thanks for your call, Sue. Isn't it interesting looking back 40 years? I can remember people. Can't you remember someone from years ago that said something either brought you down or lifted your spirit? We give a lot of power to other people. We give a lot of power to words, but they are powerful. Isn't it true, John 1:1 in the Bible? In the beginning was the Word. I mean, God's called the Word. I mean, this is a powerful thing. And words matter. Susie, you're next in Arizona. How you doing today?
Hi.
Hi, appreciate your call.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank you for giving me some air time. So I'm a young widow with children, with two daughters. And when my husband, even though we had prayer vigils and things like that, for complete healing, unfortunately, he's no longer with us. And I went down the rabbit hole of regret and what I should have done, what I didn't do, how I could have done, and things. And it was my Orthodox priest who I was laying out, you know, all of my troubles to. And he simplified it. And it's so simple. He said, "You fell, now get back up." Mm-hmm. And I was in shock. And he said, "You need to start by forgiving yourself."
That's right. And did you do that? And what difference has that made? What difference has that made, Susie?
I walked by, literally, like my girl, like walked by faith over sight. No, we don't have Daddy with us, but Daddy is no longer in pain and suffering.
Yeah.
And you know, we carry forward what we loved about Daddy, and we believe we will, you know, we will be united again. And I know I tried, and it was during a horrible time with COVID shutdown, and he was in isolation in the hospital lot. There wasn't, you know, I was trying to carry like all this, like I should be there, but I can't be there. But it's my fault I can't be there, even though, yeah. you know, everything, you know, all these COVID restrictions, it wasn't my fault. I was doing the best. And we did, like I say, we were on Zoom having prayer vigil after prayer vigil after prayer vigil. So we were all united in prayer. And we pray for what we want, but we have to remember, thy will be done.
Absolutely. Susie, well, that's a great call. Thank you from Arizona, Phoenix area, maybe. Appreciate your call. You know, she's reminding us that we lie to ourselves. Speaking of Phoenix, we got the conference coming up. My mind's sort of occupied on that because it's tomorrow night, our Hope Conference, the Night of Hope. And one of the five things I'm going to focus on is this topic of words, the power of words. And we're going to see, I'm convinced by the end of the evening, we're going to have some aha moments where we understand the power of living intentionally and how it can change your life. Some of you are just really literally on the verge of a breakthrough spiritually and relationally and otherwise. And it will begin with what you change and what you tell yourself and maybe what you tell others. Your words are powerful. Thank you, Susie. Appreciate it. By the way, if you want to join us tomorrow night, Glendale, love to have you. By the way, Susie, if you're still on there, come as my guest. Bring someone with you, okay? And maybe let Stephen know that tickets are available for. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Here's the question. Join the discussion. Who is it in your life, alive or maybe deceased, present or maybe well in the past, that's spoken to your life, some words, and those words have made an ongoing positive difference in your life?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
God promises a hope and a future, but is that your experience? And if it's not, it can be and it should be. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with 1 minute of intentional living. You know, God doesn't make a mistake. He doesn't break promises. He's God. Hope is guaranteed, but experiencing hope in your marriage, your family, and your personal life is a choice. It's optional, but it's possible. Hey, listen, I want to invite you to join me tomorrow night for a night of hope. You're going to discover five powerful truths leading to experiencing freedom and peace in your marriage, in your family, and in your personal life. It's within your reach, Night of Hope, this Friday. Come and enjoy, laugh, and learn, and be encouraged. We'll be at the Haven Church in Glendale, Arizona. The time is here tomorrow night. Get your tickets right now at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. Listen, we've had some friends who've joined us just at the end of May. Vena joined us monthly. Thank you so much from Lansing, Michigan. Carrie joined us monthly from Georgia. Thank you for your ongoing support. And then Felicia from Sterling, Michigan, the Metro Detroit area. Thank you. Now, here in this month of June, last month of the fiscal year for Intentional Living, we have this need of $50,000 in gifts, additional gifts to help us close the year, to be right on target where we need to be, to reach more people for Christ. And we need your help. And we have some friends who have said, let's get started big time here. And they're matching every gift as you join the mission right now. They're every additional gift, every special gift, love gift, year-end gift here for our fiscal year, up to $10,000. What does that mean? That means if you give $1,000, they're going to give $1,000. They're going to match it. If you join us with $100, they're going to match it. And so on up to that $10,000 mark. And you know what? It's been pretty quiet the last day or two. And I just need to let you know, we don't borrow money. We do this ministry as a gesture of love because we love you and we want the best for you and people around the world. We're seeing people come to Christ, like our conferences tomorrow night and through what we do with radio and podcasts and publications. Everything goes back into the ministry, everything to impact more people for Christ. And so can I challenge you or just ask you to step up in a big time way and say, look, we want to be a part of it. All you have to do is call right now during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. Press number 2 if you want to talk to somebody even better. That's our staff. And say, hey, count me in. I want to be a part of the ministry. We'll get that matched, get it to work. Or you can go online to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. All right. Words matter. Words change brains. Words change hearts. Words change lives, both positively and negatively. They're not silent. They're not neutral. Words draw pictures in our minds, and we've been called to encouragement. People need to feel valued and are valuable, and the words we speak make a difference. In fact, the Bible reminds us very clearly when we're told, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Are they? Some days, yes, and some days, not so much, right? All right, back to the calls. You're welcome to join us. Who's made a difference in your life? Who's spoken to your life? Maybe a word or ongoing words. Who was it? The difference it made in a positive way. 888-888-1717. Savannah, you're next in Wisconsin. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Appreciate your call. Yeah. Who was it and what'd they say?
So it was my Nana, my mom's mom, and she always wrote inside of all of the cards, she wrote, I love you this much, with a little stick figure picture with their arms kind of spread super wide out. Mm. And that just kind of reminded me always, you know, that she loves me that much, but that's really a reflection of God and Jesus's love, that it's not finite, that he really stands there with arms open wide, you know, and says, I love you this much, and that it's not finite.
Is Nana still with you?
She is, yes.
So fond thoughts when you remember those little times when she sent cards to you and that. How has that impacted your life? You think in terms of how you view other people and how you speak toward other people in your own family now?
I think just kind of remembering how much she shows that she loves everyone, it reminds me that, like, I have that ability to love everyone that much,
yeah,
even if it's somebody that I'm not, you know, best friends with.
Have you ever told Nana you appreciate that and how much you love her for it?
I have. Me and my brother say it all the time, and it's one of the things that I think when she passes away, we're going to remember for, you know, ever and ever.
Amen. And you, believe me, you will. I tell you, we got grandkids. I love these guys and these young ladies, and I always give them a hug, and sometimes they don't want to get a hug, you know, hello. And I love them. I love them and how special they are. One of the things that everybody wants to feel valued, folks. If you're married, your spouse wants to feel valued, and it's what you say. I know my friend Gary Chapman has the 5 love languages, and that's true. I mean, sometimes it's expressed through gifts, diamonds in particular for your wife, right? Sometimes it's through time or acts of service, but clearly everyone, when they're spoken to with respect, feel valued, it makes a huge difference in their life. You can start a journey today that'll make a difference in someone's life with the words that you speak. Try it for 30 days, see what happens. That's intentional living. All right, let's go. Bob, you're next in Michigan. How are you?
Hello.
Good.
Is Randy there?
Yes, Randy's here, and that's me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. You don't have to be sorry. I'm glad I'm here.
I just hear you on TV on the radio. Sorry about that.
No, you're all right. Who was it? What'd they say?
When I was young and I was working at a place, a older person said to me, "How many hours are in a month?" Well, I'm not sure. He said to me, "How many hours are in a week?" Well, I don't know. He said, "How many hours are in a day?" And of course I knew. And he said to me, "You know what? It only takes 1 hour to go to church." I've been going ever since.
That made a difference, just that statement to you.
It sure did.
And who was this person?
I have no idea. I was a young kid.
One
of my first jobs.
So you're working, and this guy walks in and challenges you to spend a week in church.
With him.
Oh, you worked with him.
I worked with him, yeah.
And you've been going to church ever since.
Absolutely, and helping everybody, because now I know about the Bible, and everywhere I go, I talk to everyone about the Bible.
Amen. And you're absolutely right, by the way. 1 hour a week. 1 hour a week. You know what? That's only the beginning. In fact, my wife and I were talking just this last week. We were driving and listening to the radio station. And I was saying, you know, we go to church, and some people, we only get that 1 hour a week. And it's so important for us. That's why we believe in what we do through radio 24 hours a day. You can turn it on, hear music, get encouragement, be with other brothers and sisters. It's a fantastic thing. Yesterday, we had the call from New Mexico, one of our listeners and supporters, saying, "I have it on 24 hours a day. When I go to bed, I just kind of turn it down low." But, you know, I'm in the word business. That's why this topic is so passionate. I'm passionate about it because I'm in the word business. But you are, too. You're in the word business, intentional words and the difference they make in people's lives. All right, quick break. I'll be back.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale, Arizona. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at theintentionallife.com.
24 hours almost. It's tomorrow night. Glendale, looking forward to being there. My wife's going to be with me. You get to meet my wife. That's a bigger deal, much bigger deal than ever meeting me, for sure. And so anyway, our team's going to be there. You're going to meet some of our on-air people. Our ministry president's going to be there. We're going to have resources. We're going to have a fantastic evening. Of course, as you heard, Jordan St. Cyr is going to be there. He's going to be sharing in worship, and he's got quite a story in his own life. And I get to share these five powerful things that are life-changing. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to laugh together. We're going to let our hair down and talk about what does this mean, you know, to really live an intentional life. And you say, well, is it for couples? Is it for singles? Yes. The answer is yes, because I know we've got folks coming that are single. In other words, either coming alone, but are maybe married, but coming alone, or not married, but coming alone. We got groups coming. We got a lot of couples coming, marriage couples. In fact, that's the majority. So I've tailored the evening that what we're going to teach is going to go right into where you are in your life right today, single or married. Don't miss it. Want to see you there. Again, Haven Church, Glendale. We got folks coming from out of state even. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Glendale, Arizona, tomorrow night. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right. I think we have time. Looks like maybe for about one more caller. We're going to go to Tiffany in Arizona. Tell me, Tiffany, what words have impacted your life?
So I remember this is my senior year of high school, and my math teacher, at the time I was in algebra, and I wasn't the greatest at algebra, and I'm still not the greatest, but I remember her telling me, "I'm going to pass you because of your behavior." Because I've never had a problem with you, You're very respectful. Anything that I ask you to do, you do it. No problem. And she said, I'm going to pass you. And I passed her class with a C, but I still remember that. I'm 47 years old, and I still remember that. Mrs. Barnes.
Now, Tiffany, when you hear Mrs. Barnes saying, I'm going to pass you because of your behavior, because you've done everything I've asked, you've cooperated, how does that sound to you today? What does that mean to you as an adult today?
Well, I share that same story with my kids. I have three teenagers, and they're in school. Actually, I have a junior and a senior, so they are in algebra and geometry and all the things. But I tell them that story, and I say, you know what? As long as you do your best, that's all I ask. Do your best, because really, when it's all said and done, you may not be the greatest at a certain thing. But as long as you give your all, you give your 100%, that's all I ask. They're homeschooled as well. So, you know, I have to grade their papers and all the things that, you know, teachers do, because I'm also mom as well. But I shared that story with them, and they're like, okay, mom, you know, we get it. We understand, you know. So for me, even as an adult, you do your best. You give your 100%. It may not come out perfect. It may not be all the, you know, everything, but you do your best. And I think that's, you know, even with God, what he requires of us, we're not perfect. He did not create us to be perfect, but he wants us to give our all in all to him, and he can make it perfect. Thank you, Lord. He can make it perfect. And I think that's the thing that we have to realize, you know, we're not perfect, but we give it to God, and he takes it and he makes it perfect.
Well, absolutely. Tiffany, that's excellent. Thank you for helping us sort of wrap up the show today. I'll tell you what, we're going to just stay here and continue on for the show that's going to air tomorrow on Friday. And so if you want to join in, who was it that spoke into your life, and what difference did it make, and what did they say? Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Maybe this is a closing thought. If you're of a certain age, remember the movie Bambi? Remember Dear Little Thumper? Thump, thump, thump. And sometimes he would say things he shouldn't say, apparently, and Mom came along, and I think it was Mom that came along and said, Thumper, you're with me right now, right? You got it? If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. That's pretty good advice, really, isn't it? And with that bit of wisdom, we're wrapping it up. And I'll see you again tomorrow for Intentional Living. And then many of you hundreds, tomorrow night in Glendale for the Night of Hope. Boy, if you don't have your tickets, why not? Get them and come and join us at theintentionallife.com. We'll see you next time.